Well, Fox News did something yesterday that it rarely does. It published a retraction of a story posted last week which linked the murder of a Democratic National Committee staff member with the email hacks that appeared to help the Trump campaign in the run-up to the election. The staffer, 27-year-old Seth Rich, was shot twice near his Washington, D.C. home in the early morning in July. The D.C. police say Rich may have been the victim of a botched robbery, but right-wing media outlets have been floating theories for months that Rich was the one to provide thousands of internal DNC emails to WikiLeaks and that his death was connected to that. The Fox News story said that former D.C. detective Rod Wheeler and an unnamed federal investigator both claimed there was evidence to support that theory. Yesterday, as we said, the story was pulled. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now with more on this. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
So how rare is it for Fox News to issue a retraction like this?
It's very rare. You certainly didn't see it hardly ever in the tenure of founding chairman Roger Ailes, who died last week and was forced to leave the network last summer in disgrace. Ailes was of the belief, honed in many years of political combat, that to admit mistake is a sign of weakness and only invites further criticism from what he viewed as his critics on the left and in other media outlets, sometimes a group that he sort of said was the same. He said, you don't apologize, you don't surrender, you just move on. This was a sign that wouldn't be tenable right now. And it also is a sign of slightly different leadership.
And how much does it have to do with the op-ed in The Washington Post from the parents of Seth Rich, Mary and Joel Rich, who asked people to stop politicizing their son's death?
I think that that gave an extraordinary impetus to a chorus of voices who were saying that this was terribly unfair to this young man, that there was essentially no proof that he leaked this information to WikiLeaks, much less that his death had to do with that completely ungrounded claim of leaking, and that it was distorting. I mean, this was clearly an effort by conservative voices. Sean Hannity, Newt Gingrich, a couple others on Fox News, and also throughout the really right-wing ecosphere, if you like, in an effort to distract attention from all the self-inflicted crises that the Trump administration has been dealing with, and to cloud the notion that there were any Russian involvement in the leak of those documents.
Well, let's talk about Sean Hannity, because last night he said he had been in touch with the Rich family and would temporarily stop discussing the story out of respect. But he added this.
I am not going to stop trying to find the truth. That's what we do here every single day. That effort is not stopping in any way, shape, matter, or form.
And then he went on to address his place at Fox News.
I serve at the pleasure of the Fox News Channel. And I am here to do my job every night. I'm under contract, long as they seem to want me.
Now, Hannity has been one of the most high-profile people boosting this conspiracy theory. What do you hear in his statements there from last night?
Well, there's a defensiveness and yet a desire to indicate to his faithful that he's going to keep on pressing to basically go after Trump's critics and to find ways to defend the president and salvage his reputation. And after all, within Fox News, a lot of journalists and even some others were deeply disturbed by his continued and relentless promotion of this, as I say, evidenceless theory. You know, Fox News itself issued a retraction. It didn't issue an apology. It didn't say what it had gone wrong in the reporting or why. It didn't do all the things that one thinks of a news organization doing and trying to restore faith and to reassure an audience of the integrity of its reporting. And yet it was still more than it used to do. But, you know, they didn't completely come to terms with what they had done wrong. What they said was, we're distancing ourselves from this story. And they didn't use a particularly strong soapbox to say it in the same way that they had used to propound the discredited theory in the first place.
Meanwhile, David, there's news this week that for the first time, MSNBC ranked number one in total viewers for last week's prime time between the three major news networks, CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC. What does that tell you?
Well, these two phenomena are not unrelated. You know, Fox is trying to play defense, and, you know, the Seth Rich conspiracy theory is perhaps the most dire and vile version of that. MSNBC and its primetime lineup for its liberal hosts is playing offense. It's going after Trump, and people who see themselves as part of hashtag resistance, you know, they're going to turn to that. In addition, news junkies are turning in massive numbers, or at least the relatively mass numbers for cable, to MSNBC and CNN because they want to learn more about every development. Fox News has been much slower on the mark to cover each new twist in these self-induced crises because, in part, they've by and large thrown themselves in with the Trump administration. You do see journalists, Brett Baier, a lot of the reporters, trying to cover this at Fox News. But it's, you know, there's almost an internal tension that you can see playing out on the air at Fox and see playing out with the robust numbers being put up by some of its cable news competitors.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks as always.
You bet.